Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. eBay India and Your Story have launched a campaign to encourage more women in India to become entrepreneurs and sell their products online. Service providers in the UAE are increasingly turning to the internet to grow their businesses. And the online furniture retailer Made.com has raised $60 million in funding to help it expand across Europe. eBay India and Your Story have partnered up to launch a campaign called She Means Business, an initiative designed to encourage women in India to become entrepreneurs and sell their products online. Female entrepreneurs can submit their success stories from now until the 15th of August in either written, video, or audio format. These entries will then be judged by a panel, with the winner getting the story published on the popular Indian website Your Story, as well as receiving free listings on eBay for 4 months. There are currently around 1 million Indians selling their products online, of whom just 20% are women. Around 5,000 Indian women are currently using eBay to sell their products. In order to encourage more women to take advantage of e-commerce, eBay India has also been running workshops for women to teach them how to run a business online. Talking about the hashtag SheMeansBusiness campaign, eBay said, "eBay India has been encouraging and supporting women entrepreneurs for over a decade now. We want to further encourage and support women entrepreneurs from across India to realize and fulfill their dreams and take their business to a global customer base." Service providers in the United Arab Emirates are increasingly turning to the internet to grow their businesses. Cleaning, taxi, and courier companies are adapting to the UAE's high internet penetration rate, where 78% of people in the country own a smartphone. Maids.ae is one such company. The company allows users to hire a cleaner via their website or mobile app, and has seen 25% year-on-year growth. The company has been so successful that it's since expanded into Kuwait and Qatar. A spokesperson for Maids.ae has also said that it has been using the internet to help promote the business, stressing the importance of social media advertising. The online furniture retailer Made.com has raised $60 million in funding to help it to expand across Europe. Made.com currently sells products in the UK, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Italy, and has said that it will use the money to further penetrate these countries. The retailer saw profits of £43 million last year, a staggering increase of 63% on the previous year. Around 30% of profits came from international sales, with the company saying that it hopes to increase this to 50% in the coming years. Made.com was launched in 2010 and sells designer furniture at reduced prices by cutting out the middleman and connecting buyers directly with designers. Baidu's video streaming subsidiary iQIYI has denied rumors that its competitor Youku Tudu is planning to buy it. Rumors that Youku Tudu could buy iQIYI within 2 months began circulating last week. This is the second time this year that iQIYI has had to deny a takeover by its competitor, following similar rumors in May. iQIYI is one of the key video streaming companies in China. Its paid subscription service hit 5 million subscribers in June, an increase of 765% from the previous year. And finally, a new social network called Lemon has launched in Japan. People who want to join Lemon will have their existing social profiles screened by a specially created artificial intelligence. Only users who are judged to have an affinity with at least 30% of existing Lemon users will be allowed to join. The social network is aimed at university students, including postgrads doing master's degrees and PhDs. Leading industry figures are also likely to be able to join in the future. Lemon has said that it hopes to be a network where forward-thinking students can communicate with one another and make meaningful connections. That's all for today. Thanks for watching and join us next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.